at a second buying centre, which seems very calm in relation to the one we were just at. There's probably 30 people sitting here. And behind me there's a tarpaulin. The vanilla beans are being sorted and graded into different sizes. Sassy, where are we?
Where we are is the Casemire buying centre now in operation. And this is the farmers are part of the group known as Valimi, which is across where will be our next visit.
And so this is another cooperative where people are bringing their beans to be bought.
Yes.
And I noticed the language is different. I've been introduced with different words. This is a different tribe and a different language.
Yeah, yes, of course, this is the same language. And there is no difference apart unless we move from the district. But the district where we are standing now, generally, they talk Lukonzo.
And next to me, I have the secretary of this group. And how many people bring their vanilla here to sell?
We have 46 organic farmers and 12 conventional farmers.
The ratio is very different from where we were last. There was a 50-50 split where we were there last. So you have a lot more organic farmers here.
Yes.
Why is that?
It is because some of the farmers, their gardens are always going off.
So
the plants are becoming old and they don't produce at the same time.
So if you have younger plants, are they producing more vanilla?
Yes.
And what's the difference between an old... How old are do vanilla plants get? I know that some were bought here 20 years ago. How old is a good vanilla plant?
It depends on the seasons and the environment where it is planted. Some take 20 years, some take 10, and some can take even 30 years.
And how long it is before you can start harvesting from them?
Sorry?
How long between planting your vanilla
and
plant
harvesting.
And harvesting
it
the
is,
first crop?
The first crop is 3 years.
So there's a 3-year investment before you can start harvesting.
Yes.
And when plants get old, they start producing less vanilla?
Yes. They produce less vanilla because some are already dried up.
And so the farmers have to keep on planting vanilla every year
Replanting every season.
And the people that are here, do they come harvest every day and bring vanilla here every day, or do they harvest once and then bring it here once?
We normally harvest once in a season.
And do they harvest all week and then come here, or do they harvest in the morning and then bring it here?
Yes, please.
These people, do they pick in the morning and then bring it here?
Yes.
Or do they pick all week?
No, they pick in the morning, very early in the morning, then in the afternoon they bring it here.
So it's these vanilla pods that are on the tarpaulin here
were
picked this morning?
Were picked this morning.
And so this sorting process is where they're left. And when will the buyers come to buy here?
They normally come in the June-July season and then December-January seasons.
So where do you store all of these bags?
After here, then the buyers come with a vehicle, then we load it on the vehicle to take their stores.
These bags will stay in this building overnight?
No. When vehicles don't come, we just keep them outside there, and then we give a guard to this vanilla.
Do you leave an armed guard, somebody with a gun?
No. We just use it our normal way. Natural guarding.
Natural guarding?
Yes.
Okay, no guns. Spears?
Spears and pangas. Without guns.
Very good. And is it a real risk of being stolen?
No.
No? You think it's okay that these centres are well guarded?
It depends upon the situation of the area.
This is a safe area?
It's somewhat safer because we have never had any problem here concerning the vanilla.
We have a phrase in England, it's called touch wood.
Mm.
It means for luck. Thank you for chatting with me.
Okay. Thank you, madam.